Oh man, can you believe the family bash is just 1 week away? That's right, we're celebrating 40 years as a parish family. How awesome is that? And how fitting that our topic today is fruitful families. Mainly because we are talking this whole year about how to be fruitful, how to bear good and lasting fruit. And specifically, we're talking about how can we do that as a family? So, if you have a family, hopefully you do. If you don't have children, then let's talk about this in terms of our parish family, right? We can look at this in all kinds of ways. So, how can we be a fruitful family? We need to know that before we can talk about how fruitful we're called to be on our own, right? Fruitful individuals, fruitful souls. And, again, we love the Catechism on this podcast, which, again, is the fastest growing podcast at St. Luke the Evangelist Catholic Church, and the only one. So, if we look at the Catechism, it has a few paragraphs in there, especially on the Christian family. Part 3 of the Catechism, technically. So we're looking at paragraph 2204, that's 2204, or 2204. I feel like I'm calling out some, like, lottery tickets or something here. Okay, so there's 3 awesome paragraphs that we're going to look at. And if you can't read, don't worry. I'm about to read to you. It's going to be amazing. So, the Christian family, according to the Church, constitutes a specific revelation and a realization of ecclesial communion. That's fancy talk for the family says a lot about what we should be as a church and how we're supposed to be one and unified. So, we as a family, individual families or parish family, but here specifically, individual families. We are so much little microcosms of the church that we actually can be called domestic churches. So in our home, we have a community of faith and of hope and of charity. And we have an amazing importance because we bear evidence. We bear fruit of the gospel in the world. That's amazing, right? So we are little churches in our homes, even if I'm living by myself, which I kind of am, unless you count Millie, who sometimes makes an appearance in these podcasts with her barking and running. But we all, we're talking about real human souls here, we make up our own little churches, right? We are domestic churches, being the presence of God on earth, particularly in the world, in our homes. Also, next paragraph, the Christian family is a communion of persons. Well, that's great because we're persons, look at that. And we are signs and images of the communion of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Wow. So the way that we love each other, the way that our father in our family, the parent in our family, loves the children is a reminder of God's love for us. The way that we as sons love our parents are a reminder of how the second person of the Trinity, Jesus Christ, is to love and loves the Father. And the Holy Spirit is the love between all of us. So strong that it makes a person, right? Amazing. And it is through children that parents reflect the creation of God and how they are participators in that. It's amazing. In the family, we are also called to be prayerful, to make sacrifices of ourselves, to read and hear the word of God, to allow it to grow our love for each other, and to then be sent, just like at Mass, to be sent into the world to make a difference and to spread the love of God to others. So sometimes we're like, I got to get to Mass so that I can hear that deacon say, go forth, the Mass is ended. But technically, you don't have to wait for Mass. You can do that every single time you leave your house. And to be honest, you should, because that is how we become saints, and that's also how we call others to become saints, when we go forth and spread the good news. Amen. Lastly, relationships within the family are so vitally important because it teaches us how to respect one another, and therefore we give evidence to the rest of the world how we can all love one another. It's amazing. So our families are like little tiny churches where we love each other, we love God, we grow in faith, we grow in prayer, we grow in virtue, so that we can then go out into the world and teach that to others and change the world by the way in which we see it and the way in which we serve it, and the way in which we love God in it. Wow. No pressure. You got this. So, your goal, as we continue forward in this year, this second year of fire, is to question, am I part of a fruitful family? Yes? Okay. We're doing awesome. Let's look at some more things we can be good at. If no, man, we are lacking some of these fruitfulness. Fruits. There we go. We are lacking some of the fruits that we need to be a fruitful family. Then let's start talking about which ones we need to grow in. Is it peace? Is it joy? Is it gentleness? Self-control? Charity? All kinds of other ones that I can't think of right now. What is it that we as a family need to focus on this year? Man, we rip each other apart sometimes with our words. Okay, we need to work on patience or gentleness. Maybe we just like seem to be really down in the dumps these days. Maybe we've lost someone that we love in our family. Okay, we need to focus on finding joy in our life. That's our goal. Maybe we have a hard time eating at home because we don't feel like cooking and we just want to eat out all the time and pay for tons of food that, you know, we can just make at our house. That's maybe a call from the Lord to say, hey, you need to grow in the fruitfulness of self-control, right? There could be all kinds of things that we need to grow in. But at the end of the day, the question is, am I fruitful? Is my family fruitful? How can we grow to be more fruitful? So as we prepare for Family Bash, let's aim to be fruitful families and families that are on fire. It begins by burning as you go.